We are learning Masechtas Yuma, Daf Lamed Amud Beis, and we are beginning on the bottom of Lamed Amud Aleph. B'mai Kavifligi, what's the Bir HaMachloikis between Ben Zoyma and Rabbi Yehuda, and more than that, not the Bir HaMachloikis, what's the Nafkamina? What is the Nafkamina? Because Ben Zoyma said that the Makarta you have to be Tovel every day is from a Kavachoymer, from Yom Kippur, where you see Mishan Mekodesh HaKodesh, on Yom Kippur, if you're switching from Big Dezov to Big Dilavon, or you're switching from Kodesh Yoshim to Azara, you have to have a tefillah. So of course, every time you come from the outside, you need a tefillah. That's Ben Zoyma's Rav Kav HaChaimer. Huda holds, it's to remind you if you have any tumah biyada, if you have any tumah. So what's the nafkamina? My kamifli. Dr. Maron Tapa on Vez, Bachuli Avoida Kamifli. The Chakas is, if you go ahead and do the Avoida without being tevil, is it ma'akev or not? Is the Avoida disqualified or not? So we say like this, the Ben Zoyma learns out of Kav HaChaimer. Machal Avaida. The Avaida is disqualified. Because we're assuming right now that Yom Kippur is also disqualified. So we're learning out from Yom Kippur. So Madach Yom Kippur, just like by Yom Kippur, it's disqualified if you don't be tevil from going from Pnim L'chutz. Here for sure it's disqualified. The Rabbi Yehuda is only the Rabbanon, so that's not going to be disqualified Avaida. The Rabbi Yehuda, Loi Machal Avaida, because it is only a Rabbanon. So the Gemara says that's the Nafkamina. Break the Gemara Kasha, like the whole Nafkamina, who said it's true? Who said by Yom Kippur, if you're not tevil in a mikvah before you go into Kodesh HaKodashim, and you switch your begotten to Big Dilavon, who said that it's just disqualified? Who said that avoid is no good? But Tai learned in a brisa. Kohen Gadol Taval, a Kohen Gadol that didn't do one of his tefillos in a mikvah, but like Kiddush, or he wasn't Mekadesh Judayim Reglayim from the Kier, one of those, Ben Begad LeBegad, or Ben Begad LeAvoda, between a Begad LeBegad, or Ben Avoid LeAvoda, the Lacha is, Avoidase Kashera. The Avoda is Kasher, Echa Kohen Gadol, Echa Nehedit. And this Avoda is Kasher, the Avoda is Kasher. The Nalach is Echa Kohen Gadol, Echa Nehedit, like Kiddush Yodah Ragel of Shachris. But if a Kohen Gadol, Kohen Hedit didn't do at least a Kiddush Yodah Raglayim in the morning, Kiddush Yodah Ragel of Shachris, Vavod Avoda, Avoda is Psul, then it's possible. But what do you see? That the Tefillah is not Ma'akev. So how can you say that that's the Nafkamina? To Rabbi Yehuda Ben Zoyma, according to Ben Zoyma, it's Ma'akev, and it disqualifies the Avoda. What do you mean? Even by Yom Kippur, it doesn't disqualify the Avoda. So it can't be Nafkamina. L'kuli Alma, if someone goes to the Mesidic without being Tevil, it will not disqualify the Avoda. So what is the Nafkamina between Ben Zoyma and Rabbi Yehuda? So Gemara says, Nafkamina is like this. Ella mekin ba'asei. To be over asei. Ben Zoyma koyi ba'asei. If Ben Zoyma does asei, why? Because by Yom Kippur it says asei. V'rochatz es besorei b'mayim ul ve'sham. It says a chiyuv to be tevil. So here we're learning out of Kav HaChaimer from there. So here's also asei. Masha Inkin, according to Rabbi Yehuda, there's no asei. Rabbi Yehuda koyi ba'asei. The whole thing's only the Rabbanon. There's no asei. Rabbi Kiviger over here says, you see from here, we know halacha, ein mazir min adin. You can't learn out from a Kav HaChaimer alav. Most things are Kav HaChaimer through a lav. It's called Ein Mazir Min Adin. But you see from here, Asay, a mitzvah Asay, you could learn out from a Kav HaChaimer. We're saying here, Oiver Ba'asay, even though it's an Isra Asay, you can learn out from a Kav HaChaimer. You see, Mazir Min Adin is only Legabe Lav, not Legabe Asay. Zok to Gemara Vayit. So Rabbi Yehuda, what was saying? Rabbi Yehuda holds, there's a Chi of Tefillah every day. Why? Because of Srach Tum. Right to Gemara Kasha. Umi is the Rabbi Yehuda HaSvara. Does Rabbi Yehuda really hold that every time you go into a Beis Mikdash, you have to be tevil? By the time you learn to the Braisa. So let's go, what's the process of a Metzaira? A Metzaira, he goes, when he comes to a Metzaira, he has to be chutz l'machna. When he sees he's healed, he calls the Kohen comes out to him, and outside they do a whole process with two birds, one bird flies away, the other bird they shecht, and together with Ezev Shnei Shalas, and then 7 days later, he goes to the mikvah. He still has to wait 7 days, and he goes to the mikvah 7 days later. And then on the eighth day, he comes to the Beis HaMikdash, and he's going to stick his, in a brit kabanis, and stick his thumb into the Sha'ar Nikna, and he spritz dam on him, and shemen on him, and that's how he becomes purified, and now he's not a mechus of Kippur anymore, brings his kabanis. That's the process of a Metzaira. So Zok to Gemara, Gemara has a kash at this. You tell me, Rabbi Yehuda holds, every time you walk in the Beis HaMikdash, you have to be tevil. Me isle Rabbi Yehuda HaSvara, v'tayel into the Braisa. Mitzayra, Toivel va'imed b'shar nikner. A Mitzayra, he's Toivel again on his eighth day, and he stands on a shar nikner. That's what the Tanakhama holds. He has to be Toivel again, just to stick his fingers into the Beis HaMikdash. Rabbi Yehuda Eimer, ain't a tzarach tefillah. You don't need tefillah. Shkar tov me'er, he was Toivel yesterday. So he doesn't have to be Toivel today. So the kasha is, what do you mean? Rebbe Yehuda holds every time you walk into a beis mikdash, you have to be tayvel. So why do you have to be tayvel over here? So it's a stira. So my answer is no. Pasha teretz. Ahu could tell you time. It's got tov erev. Because what's the pshat? Rebbe Yehuda holds you need a tefillah. Why do you need tefillah every day? Because you have to. You don't want to remember about your tumah. But if you went to the mikvah yesterday, so you know you were in tameh. You're tayvel yesterday already. So therefore, it's pasha. You don't need a tefillah today. So my kasha with the karula my karula. What's you having? You know what are you bringing in this price in the first place? So the Gemara, you're right. I brought it in for a different reason. If you want to ask a kasha on this brisa, we have a brisa here. Who says you don't need a mitzvah does not need tefillah? Shkra talvim erev. So I'm going to ask you a kasha on this. On this Rabbi Huda, it says that mitzvah doesn't need a tefillah. Also, I'm asking you a stira mitzvah alone. So mukvayel amir ma'achrit aleha. It says in the Mishnah in Masechtas Midos, lishkas hamitzvahim. Why is it called lishkas hamitzvahim? To show mitzvahim tovim. Like most of you remember, right? And the Ezra was four lishkas. In one corner is the lishkas hanezirim. The second corner is lishkas ha'etzim. The third corner is lishkas ha'metzirayim. And the fourth corner, I don't remember, shachti. But Rav Mishal said it was the, they kept the shaman there. On Kapon, that's the four lishkas. So lishkas ha'metzirayim, it says in this Mishnah Midas, shom mitzirayim ha'tayvim. That's what mitzirayim ha'tayvim. Rav Yehudayim ve'aloyim mitzirayim levad omru el kol adam. Not only does the material tell there, but call Adam. So what's the kasha? He's saying mitzvah my table. We just finished saying who the whole mitzvah is not table. What's going on over here? Stirin Rabbi Yehuda. So at the moral like kasha, it's not shver. Hold the tavel, hold the tavel. The case of the first brice that it says Yehuda says you don't need tefillah because you were tavel yesterday. This Lishka that he's saying is for Mitzrayim to be Tayvel. And Rudy says that everyone's Tayvel there. He's talking about a case we were in Tayvel yesterday. And therefore, you have to Tayvel again. So, Frank Demara, that can't be that's the purpose of this. Because you're like Tayvel, Harav Shemesh Bayi. You need Harav Shemesh. You'll need Harav Shemesh. Because that Tumah will need Harav Shemesh. Twice as much as exactly why we need that Harav Shemesh. Back upon him, you'll need Harav Shemesh for that Tayvel yesterday. So, it can't be we were in Tayvel yesterday. Both Rabbi Yehuda's case told me you were yesterday. One case was that you were Messiah Das from your Tara, that you're making sure you're Tara the whole time since yesterday. And the other case is that since yesterday you're already Messiah Das. Your mind wasn't on keeping yourself Tara anymore. Frank the Gemara Kasha, if you're Messiah Das, you have bigger problems. The halach is, Hazar Shlishi V'Shvi Yibayi. The halach is, if someone's Messiah Das, from keeping himself pure, he needs a hazah from a para aduma on the third day and the seventh day. The Omer Rav Dostoy, by Moshon, Omer Rav Yechron, Hesach Das, Tzorach Hazah, Shish V'Shvi. Someone's Messiah Das, someone has his mind off the being Tahar, he needs hazah, Shish V'Shvi. Like Rashi says, why? Shema Nichnas to El HaMeis, maybe he walked into a room with a mace. They've like some alibi. You walk into a hospital. So you walk into the oil mace without realizing. Therefore, they're shlishi v'shvi. So the Gemara says he can't say that. So it's back shver. He can't be wasn't tayvel because he needs harav shemesh. If he was tayvel, why do you not tefillah today? We said they don't need it. Tarot says you're v'siach das. If you're v'siach das, you have bigger problems. You need para aduma. And if they're like kasha, hold the tavel. Hold alas bias mikdash. Hold the tavel alas bias mikdash. The tefillah yesterday has to be more than stama tefillah. It has to be tefillah that's going into the Beis HaMikdash. And if you didn't do that, you need another tefillah. What's the pshat? So Rabbeinu Chananel here on the page says, the reason is like this, that if you don't do Adas Beis HaMikdash, the halach is, you have to be toivel for the most chamardigah thing. Like it says in Masechtas Chagiga, ha-toivel l'truma v'hochzuk l'truma also l'kodesh. Ha-toivel l'kodesh v'hochzuk l'kodesh also l'chatas. Because you have to be tayvel in mind for the most higher madrega. So here, even though you were tayvel, you weren't tayvel adas bias mikdash, therefore wasn't good enough. That's one teretz. Again, we're answering a stira to Rabbi Yehuda's. One Rabbi Yehuda says that a mitzvah does not have to be tayvel, shvogar taval mebarev. The other one says, loy mitzrayim blavad, ela kol adam mashma for the mitzvah has to be, you have to be tayvel. It's a stira. So the first teretz is that one you were tayvel adas bias mikdash, one you were not tayvel adas bias mikdash. Be by saying another teretz in the Gemara. Tani, you'll change the gears a little bit. Tani, loy mitzrayim amru mitzrayim not tayvel there. Ela kol adam only other people. Agav, we see from this mishnah in Midos it says lishkas mitzrayim shom mitzrayim tayvel. Who says loy mitzrayim levad amru lekol adam? Mashma rabbanon hold that kol adam don't have to be tayvel because that rabbanon of Midos holds there is no din tefillah every time you walk into the mikvah. Every time you walk to the Beis Hamikdash. Because it says over here, there's only filled with Mitzrayim. A regular person does not have to be tayvul. And we'll see, we'll bring it, tomorrow we'll bring this down soon. I just want to speak that out. So far we have two truths in the Stira and Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda, one place says, Mitzrayim do not need tefillah. Another says, it says, do need tefillah. Teretz is, either das, one time you tell yesterday, Adas Beis Hamikdash, one time not. Or Teretz is, you're not Garis Blavad. It's Taka, he never said you have to, sorry, ask me tayvul. Ravina's is the third Teretz. Ravino Amar Rabbi Yehuda, the Vrei and the Rabbanan Kamalu. He's going according to the Vrei and the Rabbanan. He's saying, I hold Mitzrayim and Tzarek Tefillah. And Mitzrayim doesn't need Tefillah because he was Tevil yesterday. Lidetchu, he says, the Rabbanan, you hold that a Mitzrayim needs Tefillah. Oydu Liyezimiyas, the Loi Mitzrayim Bavaram, not only Mitzrayim, every person, Kol Adam, every person who walks to the Azara needs the Tefillah. I don't know what you're saying, Dafka Mitzrayim. That's what Rabbi Yehuda's is going with the Vrei and the Rabbanan. He's saying, you hold that need a Tefillah, every person needs a Tefillah. What did Rabbanan hold? Rabbanan, Mitzayra Daesh B'tumah. Mitzayra, since he's Tameh, he doesn't care. He touches any Tumah he sees. He's a Mitzayra anyway. Kol Adam, Daesh B'tumah. Every person is not Daesh B'tumah, therefore a regular person does not have to be Tameh when he goes into the Beis HaMikdash. That's where Ritva speaks out klar, and that's why it's a third cheetah that Rabbanan hold. You don't have to be Tameh in. You don't have to be Tameh everything going into the Beis HaMikdash. So it comes out really there's three cheetahs. There's three shittas. You have Ben Zayma and Rabbi Yehuda, who hold you have to be tayvul every time you go into the Beis HaMikdash. And then you have the Rabbi Yehuda holds that Mitzrayim doesn't have to be tayvul. And then you have the Rabbanan hold that no one has to be tayvul, only a Mitzrayim, because Daesh Batoma. So Amalei Abaye le Rabbi Yosef. The Rabbanan, Neima, the Rabbanan who argue on, so the way we teach the Rabbanan, in Midas is klar that there he holds the only one of the tayvul is only Mitzrayim. But there's another Rabbanan. There's two brises. We have a first brisa. The first brisa says Mitzrayim tayvul v'oymishar niknar huda mein in sarach tefillah. That Rabbanan, we're not sure what he holds about a regular tefillah every day. Bishlam of the Rabbanan Midas says the whole purpose of the lishka of that room of the mikvah was only for Mitzrayim. Obviously, the other doesn't have to be tayvul. But the first brisa, who is that? Is that Rabbanan like the other Rabbanan, or it's like could be like Ben Zayim? Omer Abayel Rav Yosef, name a Rabbanan the pligal of Rav Yehuda. The Rabbanan argue Rav Yehuda means the first Rabbanan who hold that a Mitzrayim has to be tayvul. Ben Zayim is Svirulu. He holds like Ben Zayim that every person who goes to Beis Hamikdash has to be tayvul. But why did Tani Mitzrayim wanted to say Mitzrayim? The Achkarach of Rav Yehuda because he wanted to explain the machlekes between him and Rav Yehuda if your Mitzrayim has to be tayvul. Oy Dilma. Maybe Dafka Mitzrayim. Shani Mitzrayim Daesh B'tumah. Maybe the first price means Dafka Mitzrayim has to be Toivah. Because Daesh B'tumah, and like the second Rabbanon. Like, Bretz Toys has a kasha. So what's it have, Amina? Why should make a steer of the Rabbanons? If the second Rabbanon hold, that there's no din tefillah kol adam, so the first one's like that also. But Mar has a question. The first time it says in the price, Mitzrayim Toivah Oymid, is it Dafka Mitzrayim or any person? Just said Mitzrayim to bring up Mechaikas Rabbanon and Rabbi Yehuda. So Mar answers, Amalei, Shani Mitzrayim Daesh B'tumah. Only Mitzrayim has to be Tayvah because Daesh B'tumah. And Taka Shtims, both the Rabbanans, Taka are like each other. Both the Rabbanans are Taka like each other, that they're only a Mitzrayim needs Tumah. So, Akapanim, we're coming out that we have Ben Zayim and Rabbi Yehuda both holding Tayvah every day, but the Rabbanan hold, you don't have to Tayvah every time you go into the mikvah unless you're like a Mitzrayim who's Daesh B'tumah, who's worried about Tumah, and therefore you would have to be Tayvah.